Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Organic Nation Listening Club with hosts Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry. Let's do this thing.
Hello? Thank you.
Hello there. Hey, Hummingbird. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you there? Hey,
yes.
I know it's been technology and stuff like that, and it's tough. For some reason, we couldn't get you in, but thank you for hanging on. And I love the suggestions that you made today for the music and everything. And I know our callers are very happy to know that you're on the line. The first one was Jim Sims, and then we went to Crush, and then some Midnight Blue. But we were talking about marriage and everything, and you had a subject matter, so I'm glad that you kind of on the line, so I know you have something to say about that and everything. But we have to do the show the way it is. I apologize that the technology on my end was bad, but we can keep going. It's okay, because that's how things work sometimes. Good morning.
Did you tell them about your play? Were you
I did that, and I talked to that.
I don't know.
And said, okay, the play is coming through, and we with the audience out there, we had technical difficulties, but I did talk about the Organic Nation Listening Club play, and I can talk about that later, but we had a subject matter that we was going to talk about. So do you feel like you want to?
I'm kind of lost on where we were because I didn't hear anything. So maybe we can probably start something next week. I'm assuming it will be about marriage. Hopefully we can get some guests that will be coming in and be able to give their opinion on if marriage of mothers and fathers and grandmothers and everything, if there was a marriage of a past, if not, things are changing. We have an extra gender now, and we have same-sex marriage. We have, now let's see what they're going to do. If they're changing everything, are they also going to change what our father decided what marriage should be? So it's interesting. It's interesting. So I hope we will be able to talk about that next week or so.
In the next few weeks, right? That's what we're going
to
do?
Yeah, it's going to have to be, I'm sure, because since we're going to have some people come in and chime in on their experiences as being married and unmarried and wanting to be married or the potential of marriage, I'm sure it's going to go longer than the 30 minutes that we have to give our audience. So I'm sure just a conversation about it, since these people would not be have met each other. These are going to be different people from different aspects, hopefully different ages. I'm hoping to get a series of ages online and maybe get some spiritual, a little, probably got some biblical spiritual aspect to it as well, because these things, from what I've always known marriage was like it was like the commitment Christ gave to the church, and the marriage should mimic it. And sorry about that. And so I want to see where to go, because the marriage that I see don't mimic the marriage of Jesus Christ to the church, because Christ has never left the church, but we see a lot of marriages dismantling. And I'm one to go out and say that my marriage was one that dismantled. And it wasn't that I wanted to get the divorce or get away from the marriage, but, you know, you can't stay in a marriage if two people don't want to agree to do and make it work. And sometimes it seems like it, when you're trying to put more out to say, hey, let's make it work, they're in a whole different space in their life. And then finally when you say, I'm going to let it go because it is too painful, too exhausting, to everything, you've done all you can do, and you're on your way out, and it seems like they have a change of heart. I don't know if they have a change of heart, because they're thinking, when you work hard at something and you go in and try to get someone to get back on board with whatever you guys were doing before, and then you see that they're not going to do it when you've gone over and above more, it kind of ponders the mind to wonder, what are they thinking about now? You done did all this stuff. Now they see you moving on. Is it because they just don't want to see you happy? It's a lot of things that can come with this. It's going to evoke a lot of emotions, I'm sure. But it's going to be a lot of laughter, too, because I've got some people on here that's very, very real, and I hope it don't go wrong. But
that's a good conversation, because what is the definition or the definition of marriage, what we think of it, to the church or just commitment? What does that mean to the past, to now, you know, in relationships?
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be, I'm sure that we're going to laugh. Mm-hmm. We're going to probably get a little mad, because people are going to give their opinion. And if it's not your opinion or not like what you think, and you're emotional, I'm an emotional creature. I'm a woman. I have the right. But if it's not like you, it's not like you're going to be angry and want to go do something, but it tends to irritate the person. You know, understand that we get into things and we don't think about what we're doing. We just jump into it, and then once we get in there, now we're in this mess. We start to go, Lord, what am I supposed to do? I am in a mess because I didn't think about what I was doing before I did it. You know, everything takes preparation, even marriage. You get what I'm saying? Everything. A lot of us just run into it. That's a good question. Do the marriages that people just go in and do they last longer than the marriage that the people sit and wait and decide to marry 10 into a relationship? See, that's a good question. Or will you, because you're bringing in baggage to a new thing. Marriage will be a new thing. And you're bringing in that baggage that you had during your dating period, the pain and anguish, just like you were married. The only difference of it was you didn't say I do and you didn't get the paperwork, but you did everything else. You moved in.
Mm-hmm.
You combined your money. You combined your household. You combined everything, family, or you realize you didn't like the family. Do that. Will that affect it? Well, you know, it is going to be too good. I am just really waiting to get people's opinion because I don't see the marriage of old. My mother, I'm not married anymore. My sister's not married. My brother, the brother that here's not married. None of us have been married. But my parents were married for 60 years. Only thing that separated them was so. And, you know, you look at that and you say, how could that be? You know what marriage is. You know the sacrifice. So is that why we're not married? Because we did see the sacrifice. We did see, ooh, I don't know if I want that. Or is it because I'm from a divorce. My sister has never been married, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 50.
Mm-hmm.
50. I'm not going to say her name because she's going to kill me for saying her age. But it's interesting. You know.
I mean, when you go to the definition, it says legally or formally recognition union of a man and a woman.
That's the world definition. And they have to put it.
I know, I'm just trying to, you know, so
right.
When some people out there don't know about marriage, that's the world definition, which that's great that you, what you said. So, but I mean, you know, if it changes, that's what you're saying, or.
It's weird. It's the spirit behind the marriage is what I'm trying to get across. I mean, you just, if you say it like you said it, you said it, you made it legalistic. You made it.
I just looked at the definition.
Right.
I just wanted to let people know the definition, what the what we think what marriage is, with your subject matter, but is it that now, or is what is that? That's what am I getting that from you? What you were trying to go to say here and now and stuff.
I don't know. When you say it the way you had it said, the way you read it, and the definition of, it is amazing that you have to give someone a definition of marriage. That too is a whole nother conversation. But
I know. I'm just trying to say because people out there, where we coming from, I just feel that okay. I really like where you're going with this. I just want to let the people know the definition of marriage was this, define that in this society and the system that we think about. But go with what you were saying. Go keep going with what you're saying. I just want to define that.
Okay. I just think it's going to be interesting, and I can't wait to do more about it. And I'm sure it's going to be a task, but I just can't wait to hear more people talk about what they think. So, what other music did we have today? I missed it. That's
well, it's all on the thing. You're going to hear me like talking like, hey, where you at? I mean, and then I talked about some things, and but you had a great lineup, so we're probably going to come back next week with the lineup again, but you had Crush by Zane, and then you had Midnight Blue by Brian Queen, and then what's coming up next is I think it's called Edge Groove and something like that, and then we also play Jim Sims.
Don't give up on us. This is a terrible comeback. This is a very. This is
I
bad.
Mean, but technology comes. Yeah, and it's okay, but it's all there. But we back, and we will be back. But, you know, with the marriage thing, you know, that we are going to be discussing, and we still have some more time and stuff like that, with the marriage thing, with the old and the new, is it good or bad, or is, I mean, what is your, if you just have one last statement to say about marriage and everything to put something on somebody's mind, what would that be? Because see, for marriage, for me, I'm a romanticist. I think it can work if you get balance. It's a balance, and you have to support each other, but then it's a balance. But then we're going to get into more details about that. But what would you think?
I don't. So I'm just...
Don't what?
I don't. I don't think about that. That's, I mean, you asked me what would I... Given, I mean, I just want to... I've already given my statement of what marriage... What the marriage thing was with that. I don't... I haven't really... put it together and thought it all out. That's why I'm bringing everybody together, because it's not the same. And just like I was saying before, and I've already said that, that it looks different than what I was taught. It looks different than what the word is compared to the Bible. So we're going to get into it next week. I just, you know, that's why I got away from it, because we would have got so much into a conversation. It would have been just one-sided, because it would have been mine. And it would have been my opinion, my statement. So I'm going to wait till we get all of them in here and everybody to get, put their little stink on it. So, you know, hopefully we'll get some people back so they can listen to it and they can give their opinion as well. If they want to call in, they can call in. So I'd like to go ahead and, you know, we're going to start it anew, afresh, next week. Not going to give my summation, because that's what it is. It's always just me giving you what I think, and I want to give what everybody feels about it, whether right or wrong. We want to get their opinion. So it's been really, really great to come back on air. It just came back really, but I'm really thankful those that tuned in could hear the mistake so we can do better next week. And it's always wonderful for David Arnett Cherry to extend this out to me. Thank you, guys, and have a great weekend.